The San Joaquin Valley has a rich architectural heritage, from gems like the Fresno Water Tower to Bakersfield's Beale Memorial Clock Tower to beautiful craftsman bungalows and mid-century modern masterpieces. Those landmarks help give our communities their own unique identities. And beginning this Saturday, the city of Fresno will kick off a week-long celebration of that very thing with a number of events taking place as part of Historic Preservation Week. Joining us now to tell us more about what's happening and how you can take part is Karana Hattersley-Drayton. She is the Historic Preservation Manager for the City of Fresno, and Tim Petendis of Alina Foods, who owns a historic building that is part of the coming festivities. Karana and Tim, welcome to Valley Edition today.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you.
Karana, I want to start out with you. This is part of not just a Fresno activity, but a nationwide celebration of the nation's heritage that comes from a national organization.
That's
correct?
Right. It's from the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and they have been doing a May Preservation Month for years and years and years. And last year, several of us got together and we thought, maybe we can sort of celebrate this locally, get together. So several preservation partners got together, had a great successful week, and we decided to do it again. And I have to acknowledge and thank on the air the Fresno Historical Society, Heritage Fresno, Fresno Housing Authority, and the group out of Fresno State, Warner Center for the Performing Arts. And this year, which is really cool, Mr. Petendis and a couple of other property owners down in the South Van Ness area are working with us, and we're going to have our first actual activity this Saturday, which is a walking tour of the South Van Ness industrial area.
This is very interesting because I think a lot of people know the South Van Ness area only through maybe the Fresno sign, the historic Welcome to Fresno arch.
Right.
But there's a lot of really cool historic buildings in that area. One of them is owned by Tim Petendis, who joins us now. Tim, you have been in this building for over 10 years, and this is not just a museum. This is your business, but you have done a great job of restoring and keeping up this historic warehouse. Tell us about your building.
Well, our building was built in 1913, and it was opened by San Joaquin Grocers Wholesales. So it's got some age to it, but it's a beautiful building. And what we did was we came in, renovated it, and brought it up to standards to manufacture and process meats, which is regulated by the USDA. So we're a local manufacturer and distributor. So we process and distribute to local casinos and some accounts in the Nevada, Las Vegas area. So we took a lot of time to not only renovate, but to upgrade the building and still try to maintain, because it is such a beautiful building.
Can I add that it's rare because, as I think you know, Joe, it's a Mission Revival style building, that great, you know, espadaña across the facade. And that's pretty rare for Fresno. You see it in the, you know, Santa Fe Station, but not too many commercial buildings, much less residential.
Now, you've been working with a lot of your neighbors in the area, neighboring property owners who also own historic buildings. And there seems like there's a little movement going on in fixing up some of these historic gems right in that area south of Freeway 41 along Van Ness Avenue, M Street, that general area. Tell us about that.
Correct. Two of my neighbors have actually grown up in that area, and their families had businesses there in the 40s and 50s. So we're real proud of that. And what we're trying to do is actually upgrade it, make it more welcoming and inviting for people to appreciate the history of Fresno and to show them, you know, how well we can maintain that and kind of revive that area. And Karina has some great ideas, too, to help get that started. But they're very passionate about what they're doing and real proud of the neighborhood.
And Karana, tell us a little more about that area overall.
Sure.
We have the old Fresno Brewing Company warehouse you see at the end of M Street that
right.
looks like something out of the Old West.
Yes, yeah, that's a great building.
And other buildings in that area as well.
Well, right. This walking tour on Saturday is our first official event after the mayoral proclamation at the City Council on Thursday. And so we're just going to be walking a fairly small area, but visiting about five or six buildings in this immediate. This is the Cherry, Los Angeles, Fulton area. So it's where five corners come together. This was the southern end of Armenian Town. You know, we have a very, very rich Armenian history here. And it was our fruit packing. And then, of course, during Prohibition, apparently some...
My building.
Yeah.
a little bit of a little room where there's parties going on.
Yes.
Yeah, in our basement downstairs.
Interesting.
And it was the end of
Only
one of the...
those walls could talk.
Yeah. One of the end of one of the streetcar lines. And so there are two trolley cars that are not the greatest shape, but that are part of our historic fabric.
And these are original Fresno trolley cars that stopped in, what, 1939 or something. They're still
they're the last two that we are aware of from the Fresno Traction Company. They are on our local register. So those trolleys and Mr. Penendez Building, which is a San Joaquin Grocers, and Menend Candy Ice Cream Store, and Shams
gas station,
the Rio Grande. Anyway, there's going to be a nice little tour on Saturday, and it would be great to have folks come down and join us and learn more about this area.
Great, and that's from 10 till noon on Saturday, and that's a free event. Then next Friday, the Great Architects of Fresno, Historic Fresno Scavenger Hunt. This is a smartphone scavenger hunt. Tell me about this. I don't exactly know what that means. It's at the Warner's Theater, though.
Yeah. And I'm not very smart. I have a dumb phone. But this is something that is put on by Fresno State students and with Don Simmons, our chair of our Historic Preservation Commission. And it's great fun. And yeah, it's a scavenger hunt. But you have to use your smartphone and have your apps. And it's mostly the sort of younger guys running all over Fresno. And lots of great prizes. So a fun way to learn about and connect to your city through sort of modern technology.
And then the next day, another walking tour that you're leading, and that is...
Yeah, I'm working this year. Last year, I just got to write the press releases. This year, it's like, okay, step up.
And this one is very exciting because it talks about Fresno's New Deal era architecture, and many Valley communities have great landmarks that are left from the 1930s and the era of FDR and the alphabet soup programs.
That's right.
I think of the Visalia Post Office and
Bakersfield Fire Station,
and some other great landmarks throughout our community. Fresno, of course, the Memorial Auditorium, the Hall of Records. Was that a conscious effort by the government to prescribe that these buildings were built in Art Deco style, or were there other styles involved?
Oh, no, definitely there's other styles. In fact, Art Deco, I'm going to guess, and I could be wrong, the phones will start to ring and I'll be corrected. But no, Art Deco was really unusual in it being explicitly and sort of purely used as it is in the Hall of Records. Mostly there was sort of this New Deal... Oh, gosh, what is it called? I'm going to blank out. But anyway, a New Deal style that was sort of a stripped-down, simpler version of Art Deco mixed with classicism. But then we have, as I think we were talking about earlier, we have our old Fresno City Hall Annex, which is now the Annex, considered one of the great modern buildings in the United States by the Museum of Modern Art in the 40s. I mean, so there was a whole variety, a whole palette, if you will, of styles.
Yeah, that's the City Hall before the current
spaceship. Yeah, the Klingon spaceship that landed. Yeah. Fresno, architecturally speaking, has always been kind of cutting edge, and I'm very proud of that. You know, we're not just a backwater community.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And the Hall of Records, of course, recently added to the National Register of Historic Places.
Gorgeous
building. That is just such a gem that people, I don't know if they realize when they drive past on the street.
Well, we're going to try to point that out on Saturday, and the Historical Society and Heritage Fresno will be there on Saturday. Of course, I'm talking about Saturday the 10th at the Memorial Auditorium in the foyer, which is gorgeous, and there'll be exhibits and book sales and free refreshments, and everything is free other than the Mukes Home Tea.
Which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah, and then the Friday night scavenger hunt, because that is a fundraiser.
So the Helm Home, this is often known as the Alamo House.
Yes.
In downtown Fresno on, I guess, L Street, just south of Divisadero. This has been sort of derelict for years and years and years, but now it's brought back to life.
Oh, absolutely. And this is, you know, in preservation, as Joe knows, we often don't win. We often lose. But this is an absolute win where, thanks to the Fresno Housing Authority, they did purchase it. I think Mayor Swearingen was very much behind that. I appreciate that. And the exterior has been completely restored, and now the interior. And there are tenants in there. And so this year, last year it was open just to look at the outside and talk about what was going on. This year the interior has been completely restored. And china from the Helm Home has been donated, and they've built a cabinet to show it off. So we're very excited.
Very exciting indeed. And then from that to another, that Helm Home tour is taking place on Saturday the 10th as well, noon to 2. And then also on Saturday the 10th, the Mukes Home has its
Annual Mother's Day tea, yes, and that is a ticketed event, so you can call the Mukes Home. Now, we do have our press release online, and people can call me, and we have a flyer, so I would like to see people come out and experience Fresno.
Great, and there's also a nice downloadable New Deal walking tour online.
I know
you just Google it, and Fresno New Deal,
right,
and it pops up. You can download that and find out about all those great historic buildings in Fresno. Again, we want to thank our guests today, Karana Hattersley Drayton. She's the Historic Preservation Manager for the City of Fresno. And Tim Patendis, owner of Alina Foods, who owns a historic building in the South Van Ness area. One of the buildings taking that's a part of this Saturday's walking tour of the South Van Ness historic area.
Can we mention where to meet? 175 Fulton Street, which is the Menand ice cream. And that's right across from Mr. Patendis' building. So that's where we'll hope to see some people.
Yeah, that's 10 to noon on Saturday. Again, Karana and Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.